Blog Talk Radio. Go. This is Money Girl's Manic Monday on another wild Manic Monday. For all of you who may or may not be listening live, you can call in and talk to me at 319-527-0030. So, what do we talk about on a Manic Monday? Well, coming up, and this is marginal financial advice for the broken, helpless. Well, yeah, I'm not helpless. But some people will call me hopeless. Yeah, here we go. Marginal financial advice on how to not have a cruel, cruel summer with inflation up and spending down and your current and your current money being worth about 5% less than it was last year. Well, what's 5%? That's only a nickel on every dollar, Money Girl, but guess what? That's every dollar that it costs people to buy the stuff, to make the stuff that you want to buy. So that's a nickel. That's bad because, you know, that ends up being higher. Let's see. Even in May, right, 5%. 5% is 5%. That's a nickel for every dollar. That's what it costs to make. That's what it costs to ship. That's what it costs you to buy. That's assuming that they're not actually marking things up even more than that. So, how do we stop this from being a cruel, cruel summer? Well, you all know. What is Money Girl's favorite word that begins with the B? Budget. Budget. it means you go ahead and plan. You know, there are websites out there that will give you fun stuff to do in your area for free. If you live in Los Angeles County, we actually have free museum days. That's one day a month where you can go into any museum, any LA County museum, like Museum of Art, and go in and see for free. It's a recommendation, people. It's June. Now, granted, June in Los Angeles is cold and gray and really depressing. But it's a way to go inside, see some cool stuff, and it doesn't cost you anything. Also, Money Girl's big on public transportation. Not only is it's cleaner than driving your internal combustion engine car, it's greener because you're not using carbon and fossil-based fuels, and you're getting economy of scale to get where you need to go. Also, currently, different metropolitan bus transit agencies are giving people discounts because they're trying to encourage people to do better by being cleaner and greener. So know what you can afford to spend. Look up and find free activities. Guess what? Taking a walk is, one, no longer criminal because the days of COVID are over. Two, it's a way to go out and get fresh air and, well, okay, fresh air. I live in L.A. Fresh air may be a misnomer. Less polluted air. Okay. Take a couple of your water bottles. They can be reusable and refillable. Put water in each one because a pint of water is a pound of weight. And as you're pumping your arms, moving your blood around your body, which it does anyway with your heart, true fact, and it helps to pick up your metabolism and pick up your heart rate, and bringing you into a zone where you're actually burning fat and making your muscles work. The benefits of that happen for 6 hours after you're done with your workout. So when you want to have that ice cream after, it's not as bad as it could be. However, so that's another way to not have a cruel, cruel summer. The other thing is know what you want to spend. Okay. Money Girl does survive on mini tacos and 7-Eleven hot dogs. Yeah, not great, but it is what it is. So I use my 7-Eleven rewards points to get free stuff when I can. That's another way not to have a cruel, cruel summer. Sorry. Finding free things, for instance, Lawndale just had a free pet safety fair where they're talking about, you know, different kinds of food for your dog or cat. If you want to have a dog or cat without the commitment, I suggest finding your local shelter, like Perry's Place or other places in your area, and volunteer. Like, hey, I want to help socialize cats and dogs. This is a way you get to play with and interact with cats and dogs without having to take them home, without having to feed them, without having to clean up after them, and enjoy the time with the cats and dogs, socialize them, do a good turn for someone, make them look be a great someone wants to adopt, and look what you've done. You have what you want. You have the experience. You don't have the commitment, and you're helping someone else. You're helping that, and you're helping someone else, a potential adopter. Something to think about on just another Manic Monday. Now, you all know Money Girl being fond of having money, not necessarily spending money, well, unless it's other people's money. Dollar Tree. Two words. Two words. Money Girl's favorite thing. Dollar Tree. I want you to know I did not have the cough as long as my COVID. This is how I know my COVID shot's wearing off, because I'm starting to cough again. Anyway, so Dollar Tree, use them if you like pizza. Okay, 25. You get, and where I live, food is not taxed. So 25, I can get a pizza. If I want to add more stuff to it, I can. But the key to that also is you have a budget, you have a meal plan. For instance, I have my frozen macaroni and cheese. It goes into the toast oven with some frozen green beans, also from Dollar Tree. So for roughly $2, I have a wonderful hot meal that is not counting the cost of the kilowatt hour, portion of the kilowatt hour I'm going to use. So you figure in, 30 cents a kilowatt hour, and I'm using 10 minutes of that. So it's negligible. So my $2 meal really costs about, if you figure in the cost of energy, $2.50. So still, that's not all that bad. So $2.50 times 7 is about $20 a week. Now, that is not counting, you know, going and buying in bulk your favorite carbonated beverage, which, you know, that's gone up. And no, buying it in bulk at Costco is not always the best thing to do. The best thing to do is shop around. digital coupons are now becoming a thing. And by the way, no, I don't want to use your app. Why? Not because Money Girl is a Luddite, but because apps tend to gum up things, take up space, and I'm running out of space on my devices because everyone wants me to use their app. Frankly, I would rather walk in, see what I like. It gives me more flexibility. It gives me more options. But that's Money Girl. I know, big stats. Big stats will swear by the Taco Bell that he can customize his food better. But I found that there's limits. It will not let you do things. it will not let you pick certain items and customize them. So that is what it is. All right. So what's next? Well, what's next not to have a cool summer? Enjoy the beach. You can usually find a bus line or a train. If you're going to Santa Monica, there is the beautiful Expo line that will take you within 2 blocks of the beach. You can go walk to the pier. As a matter of fact, they have blocked off the street so it is pedestrian friendly. Lit, hung with lights, so it's well lit. And if you really are jonesing for it, it's probably one of the more expensive McDonald's I've been to in California. But they do have McDonald's by the beach. So you could stop by, get your, you know, $2 drink, walk around sipping your Diet Coke, looking at the beach, looking at all the people on the beach. You can even go in the water. But I will tell you, don't leave out your fries or Cheetos. One word. Seagulls. Seagulls. Sea. through plastic bags. They will go through and look at for suspicious lumps under your beach towel. They will find your Cheetos. They will eat your Cheetos. They will rip open the bag violently and go, ah, mine. That is a cruel summer because, like, man, I wanted my Cheetos puffs. I don't have my Cheetos puffs now. What am I going to do? And no, because they are a tern. Seagulls are actually considered to be a least tern. They can be protected. So can't shoot them. You can't swat at them. And certainly please, if you know your buddy that has a drone, please don't drunk drone dive bomb them. It will not end well. They're vindictive. They're feathered little vindictive thugs, like crows. So, it's, you know, those are all things that will contribute to a cruel, cruel summer. Now, say you go outside. Don't pay attention to the UV ratings. Forget your sunscreen. Call a little crispy toasty, which is you get a sunburn, which is your skin reacting violent to the extra UVA and B, and it's reacting to being burned. It's too much ultraviolet radiation, and it's reacting to that. Aloe. Okay, I have two aloe plants, got them at the big orange box store for $2.50. Aloe gel. I will go out and cut off a leaf from my plant, squish out the gel onto my achy arm, because that's usually what's uncovered. And it will start to cool. It provides moisture back to your skin cells, which are feeling dehydrated and stressed. So that's another way not to have a cruel summer, but to have a cool summer. The other thing is stay hydrated, my friends. Stay hydrated. Why? Because you feel like crap when you're dehydrated. Now, this does not mean you need to drink electrolytes or whatever fluffy water with B vitamins in it, because nasty, nasty truth is, when you put things like B6 and B12 in water, by the way, B6 is niacin and B12 is cyanobalamin. So if you find those things, guess what? They break down in water very rapidly. Guess what your sports drinks mostly are? They're water, salt, and maybe some sugar for flavor. If you're lucky, they'll throw in a couple milligrams of B6 and B12 to help you feel better. But the reality of it is, if you don't know how long that's been on the shelf, you're not going to get the vitamin benefits of that. No, your body will not hold on to them. B vitamins are what are called water soluble. That means your body does not retain them. Most of the last in your body is 6 hours to metabolize that, and then you're done. So how does Money Girl know that? Just Money Girl is into finance because Money Girl has also taken nutrition. Okay. Now, if you're in California, they have what are called zero credit classes. So say you want to learn to save the environment and get a certificate doing it, look for zero credit classes that have just been installed. So there are things like office technology, sustainability assistant, all kinds of fun things where you're learning about taking care of yourself, taking care of the environment, and possibly getting something where you're a little bit more employable. That's another thing, do not have a summer. but a cool car. Learn to cook for yourself. And I know I talk about frozen pizza and toaster ovens. If I have to, I can cook for myself. I don't like cooking for one. But learn to cook for yourself. Now, the only thing I don't mind doing is baking cinnamon rolls. I can get 12 of them, and then if I'm good, I can actually manage to freeze out them. The rest of them, well, you remember when I said about working out and walking around the block is free? There you go. So those are another thing, not to have a cruel summer, but a cool summer. Learn to garden. And if you don't know how to garden, let's see, there's gardening clubs. There's interest groups on Facebook. There's interest groups on Instagram. I know there's a plethora of TikTok videos because I've seen them. I've been told that's right on the money. I hit the nose on the head. There's the nose on the head. Oh. It's the nail on the head. So clearly, Englishing is not my thing. Yeah. Like I said, English is my primary language, but wording is not always easy. And wording is to effectively string together different components of the English language. My linguistics teacher, I'm sure, is cringing somewhere while he's doing field research. That's another way not to have a cruel, cruel summer. Get involved with something. Find something you really like. Volunteer at the library. They're looking for people to read to children. You can even sometimes, like, apparently cats like time stories. So if you're volunteering at the shelter, maybe you can, you know, read bedtime stories to cats. Who knows? It's a thing. But find different ways out, useful, and a service. Those are things that make summer a really fun time. If you're like me and into gardening, right now my strawberry plants are making me very happy. Yeah, okay, it's one or two strawberries a day, but that's all it takes to keep Money Girl happy and in the money. Learn to garden. Let's see, what other wonderful things can we learn to do? Learning to mend my own clothes, because in that way you're reusing and repurposing. And keeping those things out of the landfill, because guess what? When organics like the cotton degrade, they release methane, because what it is it's a transfer of the cotton that has been grown. It eventually biodegrades. And if you have any synthetic material, that will never biodegrade. Because guess what? Polyethylene is and spandex is made from plastic. You're wearing dinosaurs on your... It's part of your yoga pants. I'm really dating myself now. So those are all ways not to have a cruel, cruel summer. Once again, if you want to call in and talk to me, and we'll maybe have a great conversation about how to be thrifty, because thrifty is the new cool, 319-527-6030. Okay, well, I do not have any callers at the moment. It's okay. Just another Manic Monday. Just remember, visit your Dollar Tree. There's a lot more of them. And if you're into Family Dollar, which is kind of like the ghetto dollar stores, there's a lot more of them. As far as I know, Family Dollar is planning on opening another 1,000 stores. Speaking of which, Target. They're considered the high end of discount retailers, which when everything is costing more because inflation is up and prices are not going down, Target is, that is part of the reason why Target has been suffering. Target has lost billions of dollars in market capitalization over the last month, well, 3 weeks. But all these all started the year-over-year trend long before people got upset about a certain kind of swimsuit. You need to watch. Now, can you or should you be using things like, I'm going to say a digital currency, something like Bitcoin or Ethereum? The answer is no, it's not sustainable. And mining data to complete the last part of the blockchain to get more money is actually damaging the environment. It is incredibly energy intensive. It generates a lot of energy. It uses a lot of energy. It generates a lot of heat, as a matter of fact. As far as industrial output, it rivals agriculture, which is currently 20% of carbon emissions worldwide. So, no, don't invest in Bitcoin. It's volatile. It is the ultimate fiat currency because whatever these O's and 1's are have value because we say they have value. Not anyone is trading anything. And if you complete the blockchain, then you get, increasingly more. But that's now, everything is pretty much being mined. So that is coming to an end. So those are all ways to have a cool summer rather than a cool summer. And you know what? I'll catch you next Monday when we'll be manic again.